It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And as always, Monica has the look. She's over in Dawson. I can't see her, but I'm guessing you got the look this morning, Monica.
Oh, I sure do. My husband is around, and he's so funny. He says, Monica, you're going to be out in 8 minutes. I said, I know. That's why I sent all those pictures ahead of time, because I know that maybe I might be scrambling for time.
Well, how's things going today, Monica?
Oh, God. You know, we're upright. We're healthy so far. There's a lot to be thankful for in a lot of negativity going on right now.
Yeah, of course, we've got the COVID-19 pandemic going on, and it's affecting a lot of small businesses, isn't it?
It sure is. But what I'd like to say to all my fellow small businesses out there, and that's another reason why I wanted to for sure say the show must go on today, is because I am praying for everyone out there, for not only the small businesses, but all the people in the front line. And as we know, in this area, we have more frontline people working on a day-to-day basis, grocery store workers, you know, the healthcare system, the post offices. I mean, I could go on and on of the people, plumbers, contractors, everyone that has to still go on and maintain their family and everything. I'm blessed to have a business on the other side of my home. So I have to count all my blessings. And I had a lot of people reach out to me, ask me how I was doing, and if the show was going to be on today and all this stuff. And I said, oh, yes, the show must go on. I didn't realize how many lives I actually touched by doing the show. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just all these things that we have to be thankful for.
That's right. Let's start out the show this morning. I'd like to know how you got involved in fashion, Monica. Why do you love fashion so much? You have such a passion for it.
Oh, what a beautiful question today. What a beautiful question. So it all started when I was, as younger years, real young, elementary age and everything, my mama would always be, you know, she always dressed us in nice clothes. There was a little clothing store in Marshall called We Modern. She'd always take me to it, and I'd always say to her, Mom, look at the price. She goes, don't worry about it. You know, I'd always say that to her, you know, and as the years went on, my dad passed away when I was 15, so I drove my mom everywhere. So this gave us an opportunity to bond and to shop together. And I got a phone call one day when I was probably 16 years old, thinking, you know, wow, this lady wants me to work in her store. And it happened to be Marisa's in Marshall. She don't even, you know, I would like you to come in for an interview, Monica, but I basically want to hire you. And I didn't even fill out any paperwork. I'm like, wow, this is great. But, you know, I didn't have to work, you know,
right.
But I was offered a job, right?
Yep.
And my brother, little leery about that, got to keep up your grades. My mom's like, whatever Dwayne says, we got to do. So I started working there, kept up my grades, had a 4-year relationship with fashion. And she pretty much told me, here, Monica, do those displays. I'm like, I don't know how. She goes, you'll figure it out. That's how I learned, and that's how I've become who I became. A lot of it is from my younger years when I worked with people with clothing, and I wanted to, I was thinking, Lord, someday could I have my own store where I could have a mother and daughter, or mother, daughter, daughter-in-law, daughter, you know, an event for somebody to come in and shop together. Because believe it or not, peeps, I don't have my mama anymore, but I have all the memories of us going shopping. And we will, you know, to this day, I will never forget it. And I'm so blessed, because that bond, when you shop with your daughter or daughter-in-law or whoever, mother, grandmother, it's priceless. And I see it all the time when they walk through my doors, and it's just a blessing. You know, mm-hmm. I'm kind of on a tangent right now, because it is my passion, but
yep.
I think when I was maybe 21 or 22, my brother said, hey, what do you want to do, you know? I used to hang out with my mom a lot while he did his thing. And then I said, you know, if I think I'd like to go to school for fashion merchandising, go for it.
Oh.
So I went to 2 years of it. Worked in the cities for 1 year, came back, worked in Dawson here for 23 years at Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Had a knee replacement, did work for a year, and my husband said, what's your dream job? And I said, to work by, have a store by an ocean. And he says, well, we're not moving. There's a pool in the backyard. It's an upright 4-foot pool. He says, get going. And I'm like, what if they don't walk up the steps? He says, ah, they will. And I, you know, I'm not used to change. I do, you know, but I love what I do because of helping people. Right. And right now, people need help. So that's why I kind of started this Cardigans for Caring, because my mom had been in the care center for a while, and then I see my brother and I looked at all these people and think, how can we give back to this community? And I said, hey, how about a cardigan? And he goes, how about Cardigans for Caring? And he's like, I'm all over it, you know? And I've reached out, people reached out to me to see if I could deliver a cardigan to somebody, and it's just been, plus we wanted to give from us too, and it's just been a blessing throughout. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of hard on me not having my store physically open, but like my husband said, I've had a few days off. Now it's time to get going on the on my Facebook site, because Facebook is reminding me to start posting some stuff and get going again. So I'm going to promote curbside or pickup, or I can ship to you, I can deliver it to you. I'll do whatever I can do to keep Monica's going.
Right. Tell us a little bit more about the Cardigan for Carings. What's the process? How can people help with that?
Okay, so what they do is they've reached out to me and said, hey, Monica, I want to donate this, a cardigan or two or whatever I want to do. They may not have a peep in mind, a person, and then I figure it out, or they might give me a general area where they want me to find somebody. So what they just need to do is message me, and then I can explain. But I tell you, when I was really driving down through the road to all these different towns and dropping off cardigans, I can't tell you how a wonderful feeling that is to make somebody's day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, it's an unbelievable feeling. And so if you just want to message Monica Bopin or Monica's Appeal and Accessories, I will take care of it. And, you know, if you want to send me a check, you want to put it on a credit card, whatever you want to do, I work everything out, you know.
So I would buy a cardigan, and then you would hand it to, you know, people that could use one, like in people in nursing homes or whatever, right?
Yeah, you know, and the thing of it is, right now, is there are so many people that it doesn't matter if they could buy a cardigan or not. It's the people, I've been looking at a lot of things that are going on for a lot of people, and a lot of people are not used to staying at home. So then they're getting a little depressed or a little bummed out. And like my mama always told me, Monica, if the weather is icky or whatever, it's cozy to be inside. So I was brought up that way. Like, we do things in the house if it's cozy. We bake or we clean or we do whatever. And there's a lot of people out there that know they don't, they just can't, they need something to interact with. So I think if a person is able to donate or to do this, and they're in a little bit of a stumpy thing or whatever themselves, this is just a perfect opportunity to say, hey, so-and-so, I think they need a boost. Can you send them a cardigan? Or, see, getting a package in the mail is priceless.
Yep.
We still have our post office going, you know, and delivering. Yes, I can deliver. I mean, I can do whatever it takes, but all you have to do is reach out, private message. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be public, publicly on my site. It can be private message.
Okay.
But I'll do curbside. You know, they can come and pick it up. I've already talked to the CDC and said, you know, I'm a small business in Dawson, Minnesota. Things happen. People's zippers break in their pants. Shoes are too small. Whatever. There's still a lot of peeps out there working. And they're like, Monica, if you practice the proper things, like you, I have my Purell, I wipe everything down, even if anyone is, you know, even when people, if somebody peep leaves, I'll wipe the knobs down. I'll wipe all everything down. My store is probably cleaner than it ever has been.
That's what a lot of people are saying, yeah.
Yeah. So the thing of it is I can still do that. That is not wrong. And before even I was in a store that had 10 or more people in. But I still want to go by everything. I still want to go by the book on everything. But I just wanted to talk to them and say exactly what my business is all about. And I can't not stop helping people if they need help, you know?
Right.
I can help in a healthy way. How's that?
That's good. We got a couple minutes here. Did you have some freight to unpack for us this morning or not?
Yes. You got me. Ah, I'm so wired right now. This has been wonderful for me to keep doing my show. And, yeah. So I got a big box of freight, and KB brought it in last night from the other garage. Taking precautions on cardboard. He's listened to a lot of things on the radio. So we brought in the freight. I opened the freight last night, and I'm like, OMG, golf skirts, golf sleeveless polos. Such pretty things, you know, pulling colorful skirts. And then I sent this last picture of a black and white, Bermuda with a sleeveless white top with black trim. I think you maybe posted that to the site.
Yep.
You know, I have so many colorful things right now. Black pants I got in, black capris, white capris, white pants. Oh, I'm ready to roll. I have been taking this time to reorganize. And like I said, I'm here to help people. The good Lord kept me going so I can help others. And however I have to do it to keep Monica's afloat, I will do my best to help.
You have gift gift certificates too,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, and I put that on my post, my site too. I guess I've been laying off with a little bit of stuff on Facebook, but I've been instructed by Facebook too that your people are wondering what's going on with you, Monica. You need to put pictures. You know, they keep an eye on you and doing it. So I'm going to be active in doing that today, and also I want to encourage people. They're saying it all the time to purchase a gift certificate. If you can, not everyone can, but if you can, find it in your heart to buy a gift certificate. It's not only just from Monica's. It can be from any other store in Dawson, in Madison, in Monty, in Appleton, our surrounding communities. Buy a gift certificate if you can to shop later or to give it to somebody you think may just make their day.
Right.
And I had a customer the other day, bless his heart. He says, Monica, I just want to make sure. Do you have enough gift certificates on hand? I'm like, yes, I do. Well, I want to make sure you do because I might be needing some more.
Okay.
You know, these are the phone calls that you get that just melt your heart when other people are thinking of you.
All right.
Just makes my day.
All right, Monica, we got to run here.
Yeah, I'm a rambling, and I thank you for the Fashionista Fridays, and I want to shout out to Terry Overlander. For retirement, I'm owing him a breakfast when things smooth over. And when we get rolling again, I'll bring you guys more rolls.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Monica, for the show this morning. And stay safe and stay healthy.
Yes. Love one another. Thank you very much.
Yeah. There we go. Monica Bothan with another Fashionista Friday.
Listening to Q92 KLQP Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.